I wasn't raised to throw up one another's coat. Uh-huh. Yes, we even that was for the world. I've heard you throw up the colors and call them old country crackers and all sorts of things like that, but I never raised to that.
Yeah, What were some of the words besides country cracker? Can you think of any of them? Okay. Let's see. What do you usually call somebody whose skin is white?
A
white person.
A white person.
Okay. Let's see. Now, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay.
Well, that's why I am. Some nights, I'm so tired that I can't hardly walk.
The nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he... What?
Wouldn't mind, or something like that.
Well, if it was the nurse that sent him home, though.
The nurse sent him?
Yeah. Because he, well, a nurse is supposed to take care of sick children.
Yeah.
So you'd say she sent him home because he...
Sick, something like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
At the stomach.
Okay.
Stomach, that's right. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease the bride and groom?
You have to ask them about them.
Okay. What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or something will get you.
I know what they call it. It's called a spook.
Well, have you ever said that to a child, you better behave or something will get you? Say that to him?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was you
no,
said?
No, I can't remember nothing.
Okay.
I think I'm going out of my remembrance.
Well, you're being real helpful. I really appreciate this. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th? What would you say?
The 25th. Happy birthday or happy Christmas day.
Okay.
Is a happy day.
Mm-hmm. If you have a suitcase that's real heavy and you've got to get it from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
I'm going to have to love this very far.
Okay.
Well, I see.
What do you call a creature that's got a real hard shell and it lives in water and it can pull its head and its feet up?
Oh, true.
Okay. You got those around here?
Yes, I have. I have one. Come out down that mud down that hill about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I did pick it up down the road right down here and I cooked it. I didn't eat by the morning.
How do you fix turtle?
Yeah, you can make a, you can parboil and fry.
Well, now do you pull the shell off first?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You got to get all the skin off and get all the meat out of that hull.
Uh-huh.
It's a hard thing to do.
Well, is it good? Do you make a soup out of it?
Yes, we make soup. We make anything fried.
Uh-huh.
It's good, but I just don't have a lot of New York. That's not all. It was nice. But you've got to steal all the skill, and you've got to go all around that hull and get all the meat out of it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's your breast part. It's got the most breast meat in here.
Uh-huh.
But you take and put things, you can boil that and make soup.
Uh-huh.
It's fried.
Well, what do you call the same thing that lives on dry land?
Happy.
Okay. And do you have those around here too?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I threw two around them bushes last summer. Come walk across the river, all them leaves on his fingers.
Well, can you eat those too?
No.
Uh-huh.